Blog Talk Radio.
Every situation I face, I win. I got the big ball. And everything works for my good in the end.
I got the big ball.
Cynthia Dumas Cook here at Victory Ministry, Sword of the Spirit, Fayetteville, North Carolina. I want you to know that you carry a power within you that shakes the very foundation of hell. You got to understand that the Word of God is another divine weapon. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it tells us that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. But see, most Christians have never even begun to learn how to use the divine weapon. And this powerhouse we have because we have the Word of God that lies within inside us. So the devil tried every tactic that he could to break you down. But the power inside you will not let you fold. Some folks tried to drag you, but the power inside you made you keep rising up again and again. And all they could do was get mad. My Lord, that's why the word plainly says, greater is he in you than he that is in the world. You got the power to shake hell. Sometimes it's not until hell breaks loose that you come into your true identity and understand your very authority. This power inside you will take you to the next level that is totally unimaginable. Because the word states, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has in store for those that love him. Hell is going to have to back up off you because God is going to open doors and give you opportunities that will bring changes to your very life. My Lord, God is going to baffle the very spectators. He doesn't make normal moves. When God moves in your life, no one will be able to deny the very presence of God. See, they used to talk bad about you. And, you know, sometimes you just have to let people be wrong about you. Because, no, God is getting ready to change their language when they began to talk about you. All they can say is that you are a blessed child of God. So you just get ready. Get prepared. Get in the right position for your miracle and your great turnaround. Because God wants to reveal some things to you before the pouring of the blessing. You need to know there are red flags that do exist in friendship. So you need to pay close attention. And God has given you the power of discernment in this season because sometimes your biggest blessing is wrapped up in a goodbye. And this is the time in your season, you just got to say goodbye to some folks. This is a time to be unreachable to those who had access to you and all they did was abuse the relationship. No more making excuses for the way they have been treating you and accepting them. And if you are living by crowd's validation, then you will die by their very criticism. Let me say that again. If you're one that thrives, one who seeks the very crowd validation, you will die by the very criticism. This is a season that you began to prioritize those things that is important to you and disconnect that only subtract from your life. Now, God has given you that discernment, and you know exactly what you need to disconnect from, what has been taken from your life and not has been beneficial to you. This is the time that you got to understand that the power resides inside you. You got the power to make an impact. You have the power to make change. You have the power to open doors. You have the power for great opportunities. You have the power to be the entrepreneurship. You have the power to write the book. You have the power to start the ministry. You have the power. So even though your circumstance may be dictating that you don't have what it takes, and no matter how difficult your circumstance may currently be, you just keep smiling, even when it looks like you're losing, because your faith is not in your situation. Your faith is not in your resources. Your faith is in God. And God is going to make sure that you have the power to win again and again. My God. See, some folks are so busy looking at your mess. They're so busy looking at your situation that is surrounding you. They forgot who you belong to. They couldn't see that you were winning by staying positive in a negative situation. But God says, don't you rush your come up, my Lord. And he wants you to know that failure is not the end of your story, because you got too much power inside of you. This is the start of your comeback in the midst of what looks like chaos. In the book of Luke, 10:19, God says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You got the power what's inside you. God has already spoken it, and God has already released it, and God is calling you to go forth. I bind up the spirit of fear that locks you up. I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for elevation that you have already put in progress for the people of God to rise up into a whole new dimension. Father God, I just speak to the power that's within them, God, to begin to be stirred up. Stir them up, God. Let them feel the fire like Jeremiah. Shut up in their very bones that they will come up from the dead place and go forward in the things that you have called them to be in. God, I speak right now that they feel the fire of God and that they rise up and pursue the dream, pursue the vision, pursue the book, pursue the business, pursue. God says pursue. You got to understand that you have power to shake hell. So when the demons begin to rise up against you and try to be a force against you, baby, they're going to realize that you are a force to be reckoned with. God says, go forth. You got the power to overcome every giant. God says, I have already given you the stones in your hand. Baby, you like David. Baby, you can come up against any Goliath, and he shall fall down. Oh, God says, I have given you the authority, so you need to walk in it. God says, I have filled you with my word. My word will not fail. It shall accomplish the very thing that I set it out to do. Baby, you got to begin to speak that thing. You got to begin to call it into existence. Understand your identity. Understand the power that resides and deep within you. And know that God has designed you to be the head and not the tail. God has specifically designed you to be above and not beneath. God has specifically designed you to be blessed in your coming and blessed in your going. Baby, it's time to this season that you recognize who you are. Because God said, I've given you the power, and the power lies within inside of you. And God says, everything that comes up against you, you will be able to shake it off. You don't have to fear. You got the great I am on your side? Who shall you fear with the Lord on your side? God says, I have ordained your steps. I am the God who makes the crooked place straight again. I am he. And don't you understand? Those who move up against you, who contend with you, God says, who contend with you? I will contend with them. My God, see, you're getting ready to see God do some magnificent things. And God says, I'm trying to get you lined up. But you got to get lined up with your belief. You got to get lined up through your faith. And knowing that the word of God is true, and the word of God will activate on your behalf. My God, God said, I need you to get off the sideline. You're sitting on the sideline, and you keep saying it's happening for everyone else, and it's not happening for me. But God said, I need you to get off the sideline and get onto the field, because this is your game. This is your time. And God says, I'm giving you the ball, and you're going to run it. And God said, it's time to run with the word of God, because you have power to shake the very foundations of hell. Understand that this is your time to go forth. And God is speaking directly to you. And God says, I'm calling you out by your name. I knew you from the time that you was in your mother's womb. Don't you understand the body of Christ needs a great awakening? For we are the fire of God. We are not to sit on the sidelines. We are to get on the field and begin to run. God says, run the race. Run the race. And when the enemy comes up, you'll be able to leap over them. God says, I give you hind feet. God says, I have given you the power to endure. I've given you the power to overcome. I give you the power to stand against every enemy that moves up against you. Don't get caught up in what folks got to say. Don't you understand? God has already spoken. And when God has already spoken a thing in your life, when God has already spoken a vision in your life, when God has already spoken a dream in your life, it shall come to pass. That's why during this season, God said, move in silence. Don't tell them what you're doing. They're so busy looking at all your mess. They're so busy looking at your situation. They're so busy looking at your messed up marriage. They're so busy looking at your children. But God says, I got it all in order. I just need you to take it and begin to run. Take the word and run, because you carry power within you that shakes the very foundation of hell. My God, you got to know that God says, I am here for you. I got to have you to trust me and know that I can carry you through. You got to know that when I equipped you, I didn't equip you to fail. I didn't equip you to fold. I didn't equip you to throw in the towel. I equipped you to have the victory. I equipped you to have the breakthrough. I equipped you to have the deliverance. I equipped you to have the healing. I equipped you. So you got to understand that you are equipped. Baby, don't be moved on what you see, because that is not faith. Faith tells you to move right into the everything. No matter what you see, it is temporal. It's temporal. It's subject to change at the very word of God. Who do you have the word of God? If you have the word of God, then you loose that word of God. You begin speaking to that situation and command that situation to line up with the word of God. You got the power. You got the power. The people of God don't have to fear. No matter what kind of chaos is going on in this world, we don't live off a worldly system. We live off the kingdom system. God says, I have a kingdom economy. And that's what God says. You said that you got to be focused. I am he. I'm the one who makes the crooked road straight again. The world is mine and the fullness there within. See, once you understand that God is in control, regardless of the chaos that is going on in this world, because all God has to do is stand up and speak the word and everything will line up. COVID got to go. Line up. And God says, line up, because you were made for the trouble. You carry the power within you that shakes the very foundation of hell. Be blessed, be encouraged, and go tear down the enemy's kingdom. God says, get off the sideline. Today, you take the ball, which is the word of God, and begin to run for your victory. God bless you. God loves you. And be safe.